from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Syria of crimes against humanity. Massive extermination of detainees. That's what the UN investigators accuse Syria of carrying out today, alleging that it amounts to a crime against humanity. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The independent investigators accuse the Syrian government, armed opposition, and terrorist groups of war crimes and crimes against humanity. They say the large-scale killings of Syrian combatants and civilians, including children, in secret detention centers run by these groups occur with impunity. The report strongly suggests that tens of thousands of people are detained by the Syrian government at any one time. The chair of the Independent Commission, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, says people in government detention centers are subjected to violations on a massive scale.
State officials are aware that prison conditions often result in the death of detainees.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey and Germany have agreed to a set of measures aimed at tackling the Syrian refugee crisis as thousands of migrants remain stranded at the Turkish-Syrian border. Speaking Monday in Ankara with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the two countries would carry out joint efforts for greater NATO involvement in the refugee issue. And in a story unfortunately not unrelated, at least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea on Monday, trying to reach Greece from Turkey. Turkey's Coast Guard rescued seven people as two boats sank in separate accidents off the Turkish coast. Both vessels were en route to the Greek island of Lesbos. This is VOA News.